This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Carr has to step up off the boards through a set of legs. Reaching forward as Nichushkin can't get there. Second off the far wall. 5 seconds left. Rantanen is going to score a hat trick, if you can believe it, to cap off a Game 7 win for the Dallas Stars. It's an absolute nightmare for the Colorado Avalanche. 4 goals given up in the third after leading 2-0. 3 of them scored by Mikko Rantanen.
Shut up, jackass. All right, that's the Avs radio call there. And you guys can understand. 2-0 headed into the third period. Ed, did you watch this?
Yeah, watched all hockey all weekend.
Yeah, I just wanted to go play in traffic for a while. 2-0. Actually, it's 1-0. So I was right, Joe. It was 1-0 headed into the third period. And then Colorado went up 2-0. And then here come 4 goals from Dallas, including, I don't know if you guys know this, that last goal. Was scored with 3 seconds left. The only way to beat that is to score with 1.5 seconds left, like they did last night, to cause me to lose the under. So I lost the under on both days. I went 2-3 yesterday. That was my swing game. And if I can just say this, after going 0-5 on Friday, and then coming back and liking the slate similarly to Friday, so I had a lot of the same plays, like the Yankees over. Great hitting situation. Nobody hit in the Rays game. Until Sunday, they decided to hit the hell out of the ball. Same thing in a couple other spots where we were looking at it. It's like, hey, the Red Sox over looks great. Take it this day, take it that day, it goes under. The next day you don't play it, it goes over. It's just, ugh. And then Saturday went 0-5, and then I had 2 games. I lost 1 game by a half a run on a late score, and then I also lost that game you just heard, where 4 goals were given up, including one with 3 seconds left to go in the game. That meant nothing except the hat trick for whoever that foreign player. Who was that player? Do you remember the name? Nikko Rantanen. Screw you, Nikko. I hope you get up to pee 4 times in the middle of the night and wake up 3 of them. So, look, this is something where I'm looking at today's slate, and it's like you had a bad weekend. I went 0-5, 0-5. Yeah. And then some guy said to me, do you change up the way that you're going? It's too small of a sample size, and been having success before this in baseball. This was my first, like, what I would consider bad week for baseball. But here we go. Like, there's a lot to look at today. The one top spot that stands out is in the Cubs game. We'll get to that in just a second. Guess what I'm playing tonight? The NHL, an under of 5.5. What could go wrong? Florida and Toronto. I still can't believe this week, man, of how, like, you're watching a game, it's like, why? There's no way I'm loot. Oh, well, they scored again? Well, they got to score. They got another one? You know, it's just like that type of weekend where you just, again, it's just so
frustrating. It was crazy this week. Crazy. Last night, with that, the St. Louis-Winnipeg game, I was yelling. I have no money in the game, but I had a rooting interest for the Blues. And I was like, they got it. Like, no! Dropped a couple F-bombs, topped my lungs.
Yep.
And then we go to double overtime and they lose. It was just stunning. Like, wow.
And I'm going to run through these plays as quickly as I can, but I just still want to sit in my own sadness of what happened this weekend, because what I do is I stay the way that I'm going. I should have went 3-2 yesterday to get a winning day back, albeit a small one, but I still keep looking at the same things, applying the same stuff. Even in the unders in the NBA game, like I had the under in the Nuggets game, and they just went off in the fourth quarter in a blowout, which it's not common. Most of the times, especially in a playoff game, you slow it down, you're running the clock, let's get the hell out of here, no injuries, And nope, they are just running up and down the floor, shooting threes and going crazy. So where do we go from here? All right, I like Florida-Toronto under 5.5. In the NBA, I like the Thunder minus the 9.5 against the Nuggets. I would not be surprised if they get a gentleman sweep here or even a sweep. The Thunder are that much better than the Nuggets, a 9.5-point favorite. And on the same side, I like the under in the Boston-New York game, but that's like a 9.5 or 9-point spread, Ed, over the Knicks, which is kind of, I don't know, makes you, like, you can see the disparity in how good Boston is and how good Cleveland is, even though they lost last night. They didn't have Darius Garland yet again. So I'm on the Thunder. I'm on the Knicks under. Nothing major there. My favorite play of the two would be the Knicks under with Boston. Now, on to baseball. Reds under is a good spot. Cubs under is the best spot of the day. And here's what I'm on. I like the Yankees and Padres to go under 7.5. I like Pitt and St. Louis to go over the 8.5. These next five plays are my top plays today on the slate. Cincinnati and Atlanta under 8.5. That's a decent pitching matchup with Schmidt is playing. Going up against Brady Singer. Could see a bunch of K's here. The weather supports it to a degree. I do like the under there. I like Cleveland and Washington to go over the 8.5. It's not a great pitching matchup by any stretch. Jake Irvin has pitched better, but he pitches better at home than he does on the road. And honestly, I think there's a lot of things that you could look at here just with these two teams. C.J. Abrams is back at the top of that lineup. And if you guys have been paying attention, man, James Wood has some power. Fun player to watch. I do like this game to go over the 8.5. In the Seattle game, they're headed to play in Sacramento against the A's. Finally back in there. I saw it on DraftKings at 9. FanDuel and other places has it at 9.5. But I like Seattle and the Athletics to go over. I keep forgetting I can't say Oakland anymore. 9. This is one of those ones where we've talked about this before. Bryce Miller is a guy that's been phenomenal at home and very questionable on the road. He's been really good this year, but he's going to this bandbox of a ballpark, and it's Luis Severino going up against Seattle. And what does Luis Severino do? He gives up the home run ball. And that's Seattle strikes out or runs in the home runs. That's it.
Big dumper.
Not much in between. Every once in a while, you'll see a stolen base and a base knock. But I do like that game to go over. I like Arizona tonight. Arizona, interesting game here is I think neither team has a good pitcher going. Arizona is playing the Mets. Ryan Nelson going for Arizona. And then for the Mets, it's Griffin Canning, and he's an absolute gas can. We attacked him last time. He got the hell out of Dodge without getting roughed up the way that I thought he would. I think tonight it comes. Arizona minus the 115. Don't forget Arizona getting healthy as they get Ketel Marte back as well. And in my favorite plays, the Cubs and the Giants under the 7.5. Wind is blowing in at Wrigley. It's another situation here where you look at these two teams. Logan Roop is going to be pitching for San Francisco, and he's done a pretty good job of keeping his ERA down. And I think the wind's going to help him. Or excuse me, Landon Roop. I said Logan. And then, of course, Matthew Boyd grades out as the second best pitcher today. Left-handed pitcher against that left-handed lineup. Again, I want to make the Giants right-handed because they're not as good of a team. Wind blowing in with Matthew Boyd, a fly ball pitcher. Yes, please. Give me the Cubs under. To recap, my favorite play, Cubs under. I like Arizona. Seattle over, Cleveland over, and Cincinnati under. There you go.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Cohn.
That's it.
Glenn Clark joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, we heard some of the Boo Birds come out yesterday at Camden Yards. Are the fans growing restless? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You kind of wonder if the Oriole fans are getting a little restless. Michael Lodge will be on the show tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Hey, you got to admire him at a time like this, doing media.
Yeah.
You know, because the questions are what the questions are. And fans want to know, and he knows fans want to know as well. I don't think I'm growing restless. I don't think you are growing restless, even Jeremy. I would love to hear an add-on to that. But I think I am growing concerned. There's some guys who are in extended slumps now, dating back to last year, and I'm concerned about
it. Do you want to know how bad it is?
Yeah, give it to me.
So against left-hand, well, let me throw this at you first. Sandy Koufax in 1963 posted a 1.88 ERA, a .875 whip, and a 10.7 B-war, and was named the NL Cy Young and MVP. Why do I bring up those numbers of significance? MLB hitters posted a 501 OPS off of Koufax that year.
Whoa.
Orioles hitters this season have a 501 OPS against left-handed pitching. That means the Orioles are making every left-handed pitcher they face look like Sandy Koufax. That's from Jacob Calvin Meyer, and that is outrageous. Outrageous.
That's something.
You faced Logan Allen and you made him look like Koufax? Are you effing kidding me?
That is a very creative way of looking at that, Jacob Calvin.
That's a lot of work there.
I was trying to put a spin on it. Maybe the Orioles can't hit Jewish pitching. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. But come on, man. A 501 OPS? Some of the worst. Anyway, you were saying about Elias coming on tomorrow.
I don't know what I was saying, to be honest with you.
I read that and I paused and I was dying for you to come back in the studio. I'm like, where's Rob? I got to tell somebody. Please let me tell somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
That was not what I expected you to go with that one. 410-583-1057 is the number. Are you growing restless, Edward?
100%. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, it's not panic. It's not real deep concern, but I'm restless. I mean, it's like, you know, I think we all expected a good season out of them. You don't know how April's going to turn out, but I didn't expect it to be that bad, and it was. And it's continuing. You know, now we're into May, and it's just like, I mean, you can't win two games. It just, this is not what I expected, and I'm getting very restless because I want to enjoy this baseball season. So, yes.
Joe, let me ask you, are you growing restless?
I am. I was at the game yesterday. It wasn't fun.
I didn't know you were there. Did you text me saying you were there?
Yes. I thought you were messing with me for a second.
I thought because... No. I thought that was... For some reason, I thought that was Friday.
No. I was there yesterday.
I love that it's Rob saying it. Because, look... Because we'll beat him up for forgetting stuff, but to be honest, I bet when he's at a game, he probably gets more text messages from random people.
Thank you very much.
I will say the critical point yesterday was for me was the double play that Kerstedt didn't run on. And I was like, all right, now I'm officially kind of pissed.
See, I think, this is what I think.
I thought he caught it.
I think he thought he caught it. Because where I was sitting, I thought he caught it.
I'm going to put on my old man baseball hat and said, I don't care. You run as hard as you can.
You're probably, look, you're right about that. It's up to you if you want to give him a pass for it. Because he was running and then he slowed down and stopped. Well,
I'm not giving him a pass for it. If I'm running, I see the man, that I think the man catches the ball. Who runs out the first base on a line drive? Nobody does that.
He didn't, but there was no signal. It doesn't matter. I guess
right. I'm just saying, if I'm hitting it, I hit it on a nose, and I'm looking
at the... He crushed it. It was like 107 off the bat, I think.
I'm looking at the ball in the fielder. You're right. I didn't see the umpire hold up his arm.
Yeah.
But I think he caught it, and then I realized, and if you notice at towards the middle, thought, oh, I don't see an arm raised up, and he tried to pick it up then.
I think it's more of just an encapsulation of how the season has gone. Right. And then when Bobby Witt Jr. hits a home run right after that, you're like, this is just not, it's not happening.
It's not happening. And not right now, it's not happening. But I don't know if I want to describe my feelings right now as restless. I'm more concerned than anything. Mm. Because some of these slumps are, you know, Westberg was starting to hit the ball a little bit when he came back, but a little bit, 410-583-1057. Towson, Ed, what's up, Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Look here, Ed Norris, did your boy over there in the corner just hit the Hebrew reference? That was funny. I cannot believe Baba Booey hit the Hebrew reference. Oh, my God. Boy, you ain't right. But anyway, look, I think that part of it is, and Rob, I'm gonna put you out there because I'm going to reference one of your former players. Sometimes you need an OG, and the analytics may have, they don't say anything like this.
The Malora?
Bingo. Sometimes you need an OG, because she would tell him, I knew that young lady, she played for Rob, and I met her at a job, and that's why I listen to the station, because I'm like, this chick, who coached this girl right here? Because she's a Marine. She's
Tell the crazy. Truth. I mean, you had to go get her exotic animals that she was hiding.
You know, I talked about this. She called me OG. She said, nah, man, don't bring that stuff in here. But she, I had to know who coached her, because I'm like, this girl knows what she's talking about. And I could see her being on the team and telling the girls, look, this is what you need to do, and this will be the results. Meaning, the guys don't have an OG on the squad that can tell them, I've been through these situations. This is how you handle it. I know the analytics don't say anything about that, but do y'all think that
See, that's hear me out, Ed. They do have one. They do. They just brought him back. Kyle Gibson. Now, if you want to tell me, well, he's not successful enough now for me to listen to, well, that's a you problem. If you can't listen to a person who was successful, not only won once, but won twice, only because he's successful now, then that means you can't listen to coaches either, because coaches can't get out there and do what you can do now. You listen to experience. You listen to wisdom. They have that guy. They have a couple of guys who've been deep in the postseason and won the World Series. It's there. Everything that we think the Orioles need, the Orioles have. What they don't have is they don't have Kyle Bradish. They don't have Grayson Rodriguez. They don't have Zach Eflin. They don't have Colton Cowser. They don't have Kittredge. They don't have Jordan Westberg. I can tell you, he brought up Laura. Well, the year before I had Laura, the girl that played it for her, I told her the same thing I told Laura. You know what the difference is? She couldn't execute it. Yeah. Laura could. So I can sit there in the clubhouse and give you all, I can wax poetically all the time. If that dog can't hunt, that dog can't hunt. This ain't a debate team.
Well,
Trippy in Baltimore. What's
hello?
Up,
Trippy?
Hey, hello. Hey, man. Hey, first of all, Jeremy Kahn, yeah, I got to give you a shovel, man, although it ain't a shovel. See, you out here talking about you went 0-5. You probably would have went 1-4 if you listened to me and Rashawn when we told you to take the under on the Orioles game Saturday. But
man,
no,
I ain't listening to y'all. You don't call me and ask me what I think and then tell me what you guys are doing. I'm not listening to anybody. I do my own thing.
Hey, what else did you do outside of that one game?
Oh, I took the over on the Dodgers game, but of course my parlay messed up. So what I did was I did a parlay. I think I did the under 12.5 at -530. Man, it went at 13. Only leg ain't hit. But look. This is why I'm called, though, man.
This is why you can ask him. You know he ain't gonna lie to you.
No, he's true.
He ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't go too hard on the Orioles because he'll be like, hey, Trippy, you don't keep that same energy with your Ravens, but I might this year, though. But look, right, this is what I wanted to say, man. Like, I called in the Bob and Benny. I said, look, if the Orioles not doing that by the All-Star game, let's get some of rid of these pieces, man. Like, what are we wasting their time for? And then I was listening to this podcast yesterday. They basically were saying, like, man, the Holiday family, the Mayo family, the Russell family, the Westbury, they can't wait till their contract up. They say they want to get the hell out of Baltimore. So I don't know what the problem is, though.
Who was running that podcast?
Hey, I can't say no
name.
You mean
Holiday's father, who's good friends with Cal Ripken, that Holiday? That guy?
I mean, just because you're good friends with Cal Ripken.
I'm just saying, you got to give me, if it's a podcast, why is it a secret?
I forgot the name.
Okay, right, so that's what I mean. I mean, where you get this information from? Because somebody also had a podcast a couple of weeks ago that said there was trouble in the clubhouse. No, that person hasn't been in the clubhouse. So where are you getting your information from?
It's not even a podcast. It's that cat in Australia that acts like he's got connections here.
So, I mean, anybody can do a podcast. What are your sources? Where do you get this from? I'm telling you, you're saying Holiday can't wait to get out of Baltimore. I'm telling you, Holiday's dad is good friends with Cal. Well, you want to discredit him being friends with Cal because it fits your narrative of him wanting to leave. You're going to believe whatever you want to believe, whatever that fits your personal narrative. Encores with Joe LaCroix at 9:45, but on the other side, a very interesting segment with our good friend Glenn Clark right here on the Fan. Hey, Ed.
Sir.
I got an everything bagel. I can't eat the whole thing. Since Jeremy is willing to go down the hall and look for you, want him to bring you a bagel?
I wouldn't mind.
I told him we should get one of those salt bagels, put it in my bag over here when you get back. Say, hey, man, we saved you one from about 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, you'll be busy tending to my wounds anyway. Yeah. So.
Joining us right now from the Glenn Clark Show, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is, guess what? Glenn Clark. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, you know, it's a little weird. You were just saying a Trippy that anybody can do a podcast, and then you're bringing me in right now. It feels a little on point, if I'm being honest with you.
I said anybody can say anything on the podcast. Anybody can say anything on the podcast.
It was good to see you, Rob. I got to point out, though, maybe the Orioles lost, but at least it was a nice record-setting day at the ballpark, as in I set a record by spending $734 on my family of four at the baseball game yesterday.
I sat there. Now let's paint this proper picture.
Rob didn't have to spend anything.
I sat there for three innings in their section. He got up with his two boys, not once, Not twice. I felt like LeBron James. Not three times.
Yeah. Yeah. Kept counting the titles I was going to win. I kept counting how many more 20s I needed to go out and get some more popcorn and a pretzel that they're going to smother in ketchup. Now let's talk about white people.
Hold on. Hold on. If you can afford to spend almost $800 at a baseball game, maybe we should start podcasting.
You think, I can only afford it because I've saved all of those pictures you sent me, Jeremy, and started an OnlyFans account. But it's actually you.
Nice. Nice.
So, butt shot. So Glenn and I ended up sitting in the same row, unbeknownst to either one of us. So I looked over at Glenn. I said, Glenn, the Orioles have a guy named Maverick on their team. Yeah. And that started off a classic rant by Glenn Clark. Come on, Glenn.
A gunner. A Maverick. A gunner. A Colton. And you know what we didn't even name when we were going over this yesterday? They've got a Grayson, too. They have a Grayson. And a dude whose name is legitimately Mayo. It is the whitest team in the history of baseball. I can't believe there's no Asher. I can't believe there isn't a Tanner on the roster.
There was. We had one. Tanner Scott.
I texted Rob later. I said, I know who it is they're signing in free agency. Gary Sanchez is only here in a one-year deal. They're going to need a backup catcher next year. Tucker Barnhart is going to be a Baltimore Oriole. Like, count on it. It's happening. And I don't know because I haven't watched a lot of the Rangers this year, but when Tucker Barnhart comes to the plate, guys, does he wrap his cardigan around his waist or does he drape it over his shoulders as he's walking to the plate? I'm not sure which one he does.
You'll see. that was good.
I'm looking at it. Maybe they could make some moves here. I mean, you could go out and get yourself, is a Corbin work for you? Or
I think Corbin fits. They had one of those. Yeah, they ran that out, though.
Yeah, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle Tucker. Well, we have a Kyle Bradish. How about that?
Yeah, there's a couple of Kyles, right? Like, it really does blow my mind. Like, do you think that it's part of the draft process? And I'm not trying to take any shots
Tyler
at
Wells?
Anybody. Oh. But is it part of the draft process? Are they thinking there and it, like, does this name sound white enough?
Well, look, we talked about this early on. All these occupational names. When you have a gunner and a tanner and a priest.
A Maverick.
The Maverick.
A Maverick. Jeremy gave Mark Reynolds the nickname Sheriff. I'm not unconvinced they won't sign a player named Sheriff at some point in the next couple of years.
That was poor. I named my son Beat Cop. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. So anyway, you spent almost $800 at the game. I hope you enjoyed that game. It's May 5th. How do you feel? Do you feel this team has a legitimate chance of turning this around, when the injured players come back, given what you've seen, though?
I mean, right now, I don't feel great about it. I don't know how I could, Ed. Like, I heard you guys talking about this. Like, is it panic? No, it'd be unfair to panic, right? Yeah. Like, it's still only 20% of the season. We can do this over and over again. We can remind ourselves the Tigers were 8 games under .500 in August last year and made the playoffs. The Nationals were 19-31. We can do it. The question is, like, is this the week that we saw Jackson Holliday, like, become Jackson Holliday?
Yes.
If that's the case, then that goes a long way into believing that things can turn around. Is Gunnar Henderson remembering how to be Gunnar Henderson this week? Like, those are small things that you can look at and say, if you have that, plus you get Zach Eflin back and Tomo Sugano continues to be this, and this Dean Kramer thing where he sucks in April, but, ends up being a guy in the months following that. Like, if all of those things come to fruition, then yeah, you could start to paint the roadmap. But I mean, the vibes are not great. I was hearing on a podcast the other day that all these guys wanted out of town. Like, this is real tough.
Good callback.
Look, you can paint the picture. I'm not saying the picture can't be painted. You can absolutely paint the picture for how things can get fixed, but until you start to see it for a prolonged period of time, it's hard to ignore the 42-46 to end last season, now combined with this to start this year and being a sub .400 baseball team, which is really kind of staggering over a month into the season.
Glenn, how dare you call into this show that I'm working on, knowing that I'm calling into your show at 11:30, and you talk sports on this show?
Right.
Because when I go on Glenn's show, I don't want to talk any sports. We're going to talk about everything else but sports.
and make the worst bets ever.
I don't even know sports, Jeremy. I really don't even know. I hear you doing the betting segment, and I'm like, I've never heard of any of these hockey players. I don't know who any of them are.
I made up their names.
Like, how do the hockey players have less white-sounding names than the Orioles?
Yeah, there's too many consonants, that's why.
Yeah, but I know Ed, like, really desperately cares about hockey, but it blows my mind whenever I hear Jeremy talking about hockey. I'm like, how do you know who these guys are? How can you name the players for the Dallas Stars? With a gun to my head, I couldn't do that.
I looked it up.
Yeah, right. 5 minutes before the segment, Jeremy scrambling. I got to do the hockey segment again. I got to figure out what's going on.
Which ski is he? It's SKI, right? Which one is he? Is he Polish?
He's from Bulgaria. Is he from the Ukraine?
Ginnipkinop.
Yeah, Ginnipkinop is what Haney calls the Rangers goalie. Ginnipkinop.
That's not bad, actually. How do they have 17 syllables in their name? How is that even possible?
By the way, Haney has given most people nicknames, and since I started like producing on his show, he nicknamed me J-Bar. And if you don't know what that is, feel free to look it up, because I'm not going to tell you.
I can't afford it.
We just roll with it. I mean, he called Tim lanolin, which is nipple cream. Maybe I got to have a conversation with Bob.
I got to be honest with you. I never knew what lanolin was. That's insane.
Bob should get the lines then.
Yeah.
All this stuff he's there.
Oh, my God. Dude, whenever I hear Ed do that read, I always think back. Like, Ed and I started working together in 2006. And at the time, if that had been presented to the sales staff, they would have been like, we can't do that with Ed. Not knowing where he's coming from. Not knowing what he's been through the last couple of years. There were a number of times that I was presented a promotion. This is a straight shoot. Oh, my God, I love this story. We did the show from Ocean City once in 2006, and I brought a girl with me on the trip, and they told me we couldn't stay in Ed's room. We couldn't have a female in the same room as Ed. We had to be in the same room as Maynard, who was also on the show at the time. Like, now he's doing the Lion's Den. It is my favorite turn of the last 2 decades.
Yeah, you just don't want to beat there when he's writing the review, because it means he just used it.
Do they send you everything? Like,
I got a lot of stuff.
It broke.
Notice how we haven't heard his wife. She's tied up in the back. Sorry, Ed.
The safe word is there.
Not that one.
The wrong one. There. No, not that one. T-H-E-I-R.
What was the first one you said? There? No, it's not that one either.
Wrong there. Hey, man, we miss you and Rita. We do. You do, man. One of my favorite shows.
You'll be hearing from us. That's not over. And, you know, I still love everybody. And I'm not, I think I still work there, I think. I don't know. But you'll be hearing from us. In the meantime, Glenn Clark Radio. I love you guys.
Thanks a lot, my friend.
You know, I'm a dedicated listener every morning. I appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
I'll talk to you in a few.
All right, guys.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I got a question to ask, though. Is it tacos today and tomorrow, since today's Cinco de Mayo?
Yes. No, it's margaritas today.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to eat tacos, have at it. But I think.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going somewhere to get margaritas, I'm pretty sure there's going to be tacos on the menu.
Salsa, chips and salsa, chips and queso, or chips and guac. Save your tacos for tomorrow. That's just how I live. I'm not saying that's what you got to do. Do what you want to do.
Ain't no such thing as too much tacos.
But I got to be honest with you, man. I mean, you know, picture me eating or drinking margaritas. I'm just giving suggestions. I ain't drinking.
Is your pinky going to be up?
No, see, what I'll do for Cinco de Mayo is the tequila. But I'm not. I don't do.
Are you gonna go? Are you gonna give me one of those?
I was
those
not
yells?
Gonna do that.
What the hell, man?
I was not gonna do that.
Wow.
Bring the mariachi band in.
Why not? See, the fact that we don't have one is lack of preparation by you, Joe.
Ah, that's right. Lack of I'm preparation. Sorry.
I thought he was gonna say underlay up next.
No.
Wow.
Arriba. Isn't that what Tom Maddie used to say all the time?
What?
Whenever the Ravens scored, Arriba.
And that was the encore.
And the encore, and thank you, Glenn Clark, was brought to you by Lion's Den, because it is my favorite thing to talk about during this show. It's a great store for adults. Explore your curiosity. Put a spark back in your relationship.
bunch of locations around Baltimore. Check it out. Check out the website, lionsden.com. It really is a good place.
He was so special, wasn't he?
Randall Cunningham.
Watching highlights of Randall Cunningham. That dude was just so
special. Yeah, he wasn't calling you special, Ed, for your Lions Den stuff.
I didn't think
so. Ed, tell us what you learned today.
A couple of things. First of all, this was yesterday was the 55th anniversary of the Kent State shooting that inspired the song Ohio by Neil Young. But today, of course, Cinco de Mayo. Many people mistakenly think this is the Independence Day. It is not. That is September 16th. This was a battle of the French invaded Mexico, and the smaller Mexican army soundly defeated the French, and the general's name was read out of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Are you working at Zaragoza tomorrow?
Zaragoza?
Zaragoza.
Yes, of course.
That's right. General Zaragoza was the general who defeated the French. That's what they're celebrating today. And this day, I didn't know that. The beer sales to Cinco de Mayo generates are on par with the Super Bowl. And one more quick thing I did learn. There's two words I never thought I'd hear in a sentence together. They happen, though.
Pionk walks the line, wrists it through traffic. He scores! Deflected in front by the captain, Adam Lowry. Jets win! Jets win! Jets win!
Oh, no, that's a different Jets team. Don't get your boner. It's a different joke.
Yeah, it took me by surprise. Yeah. I was like, that's not going to happen.
I'm listening. Like, what two words? I just went. Oh, yeah, there you go. And by the way, Ed, thank you for taking my national days from me. Appreciate that. Cinco de Mayo. There's also National Silence the Shame Day. That's for mental health. Look, don't be shameful of it. If you have some issues, please get some help. I don't understand how this is Cinco de Mayo and National Hoagie Day. Should those two occur on the same day?
No.
I mean, I'm torn here. So if I live in Philly, I can't have a taco?
You can. You can have a hoagie and a margarita, though. Worked it out. Thanks.
There you go. Because that's what I don't like nothing mixed but
women.
There you go. I want tequila. I want Casamigo Reposado. Or Hornitos or something like that.
Nosotros.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Today, sports birthdays. Former baseball pitcher Charles Nagy turns 58 today. DeMar Johnson, former NBA player, turns 45 today. I did not know he was that old.
Mm.
Former NFL player Randall Gay turns 43 today. And former NBA player P.J. Tucker. I didn't know he turned 40 already. Good gracious. Former NBA player Harold Miner and former NFL player Mohsin Muhammad both share a birthday today on Cinco de Mayo. Who's older? Joe.
I'm Muhammad.
Muhammad is older. Who's older?
The first name again?
Harold Miner, baby Jordan. 23,
Harold
USC.
Harold Miner and
Miami Heat.
I'm going to go Miner.
Go Miner. Ed Norris.
Muhammad.
Harold Miner today turns 54. Mohsin Muhammad, formerly of the Carolina Panthers, turns 52.
You 52. Guys are losers.
Today is also the birthday of my good friend Lindsey Kale and our own 101.9 FM morning show host, Greg Coppinter. That's right.
All right. Well, here's one for you. I just paid my taxes, so those roads should be fixed any day now. I went into a bagel shop and I said I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese, and they said, sorry, we only take cash.
My Dunkin' dude would probably say some crap like that, just to be funny.
That's like the one where they come out and the waiter says, hey, would you like a box for your meal? Or would you like the box for your meal?
Box your meal.
Yeah. No, I think I'm not a fighter. I just like to take it home with me if that's okay. I met a flying mermaid. Her name? Ariel. Furniture store salesman told me this sofa will seat 5 people without any problems. And I said, where the hell am I going to find 5 people with no problems? A thief broke into my house last night looking for money, so I got out of bed and started look with him. Oh, man.
Can we split it when we want?
Yeah, if you want. When I was a child, I used to enjoy making sandcastles with my grandfather. That was until my mom would make me put the urn back on the mantle.
Oh.
No, it wasn't working for anyone. What does an Australian use to clean their bum? Bidet, mate. A bidet. My 5-year-old son told me they should rename pterodactyls skinosaurs. Skinosaurs. Joe, that's because they fly. They're in the sky. And lastly, settle on this one. What do you call 19 white men chasing one black man? That would be Formula One. You racist SOBs. Formula One. Lewis Hamilton is damn good. There you go.
Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.